John, I've unmuted you. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, Jamie, I can hear you fine. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just great. So how are you doing?
Great. I'm well. How are you?
So far, so good, but it's early yet, right? No, it's all good. I'm really enjoying the call. And here's the funny thing. I read what you posted, the question that you posted, the point that you posted, and I remembered thinking I think everyone would find that useful. So I'd love to coach you on it. And so I reached out to you. And then when I didn't hear back from you, I promptly forgot what you had posted. So that's really nice because I don't even remember what it was you said, but that gives me an opportunity to start from fresh. So I'm gonna say to you what I'll often say to people. And actually, for purposes of this, would it be okay if I structure it very much like, because we've never spoken before, right?
Correct.
So would it be okay if I structure it much like I would structure a coaching session with a potential client?
Absolutely.
Okay, so basically how this is going to work, John, is I'm going to do my very best to serve you in whatever way I can, probably for the next 10, 15 minutes. So this isn't going to give you a sense of what it would be like to work with me over a longer period of time. But with any luck, we'll have an opportunity for you to get a shift in something, and it'll be useful to the other people on the call, and we'll all get something of value. And then if at the end of that, if we've got a nice connection and it seems like there's something I could do to serve you and it seems like a good fit, then I might offer to come back with something, some ideas about how I could help you. Not necessarily at the end of the conversation, but maybe later on I'll reach out to you on Facebook or something like that. Is that fair enough?
Absolutely.
Cool. Okay, so now just before we proceed, I want to say to everyone who's listening, that's pretty much what the structure of that is, what I say to people at the beginning of a coaching session. And the reason I do that is so I don't have to think about it. I've given us both permission to just enjoy the rest of the coaching session without having to worry about any kind of commercial aspects. We're going to handle that later. So we can focus on enjoying the interaction, and I can focus on serving John. So John, hum me a few bars on what would be really useful from our time together. Like if I could really support you in some way, what's a really great change you could make or goal you could achieve or problem you could solve that would make a big difference to you?
I think for me, being comfortable and I guess opening conversations and being grounded and available to serve people in those conversations so that things naturally grow from there, where maybe if it's appropriate, a longer term association could grow from there. Does
sure.
that make sense?
Well, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions so I can zero in on it. Because what I heard you say
sure.
was feeling comfortable opening conversations. And so it would be useful for me to know what kind of context. So, for instance, I find that opening a conversation in a crowded nightclub is a different proposition than opening a conversation in a Starbucks or in a business networking meeting or in a client session that I've been invited to. So they're very, very different contexts. So do you have a specific context in mind just for purposes of what we're exploring?
In my case, I'm just looking at starting a practice, so I understand in the context of an already set appointment, if you will, but in terms of you come across somebody, say at a coffee shop or you're in a store or you're at whatever church meeting or whatever, and you meet somebody, or even you haven't met somebody, but while I'm a sociable person, I haven't always necessarily felt comfortable in just walking up and chatting with people, and then even if I say hi or give a compliment, how to open a conversation from there and see where that goes, where I can serve somebody.
Well, now, here's the cool thing. Yeah, yeah, totally makes sense. I love that. And I got to say, John, I now remember why I liked your comment, because I bet everyone on this call can resonate with that to some degree. So I think there are two different things. One is, why do you need to feel comfortable to do that? Like, would you be okay with just being uncomfortable doing it and doing it anyway?
I'm becoming more comfortable with the idea of being uncomfortable and doing it anyway. Does
okay.
that make sense?
So, yeah, yeah. Well,
yeah,
I'm becoming more grounded
about that.
I like that because the one of the challenges we have as human beings is we get tricked about what our feelings are telling us. So for instance, if you're thinking about going and talking to someone, where does it seem to you like that those feelings of discomfort are coming from? Like, what are they alerting you to?
Probably a fear of criticism, rejection, because a discomfort and I guess a fear come up as far as where to take the conversation from hello.
Yeah.
To actually jump into a conversation.
Well, now here's the interesting thing in my experience. Your feelings don't know anything about the future. So basically the structure of what you just said is, you know, I imagine a future where I don't know what to say, and then I feel afraid. But your feelings don't even know there's such a thing as a future. Your feelings are letting you know about thought in the moment. They're not there. Your feelings aren't there to tell you about the future. They're there to tell you about thought in the moment. So in the moment, in those situations, you've had uncomfortable feelings that are alerting you to the thought, the principle of thought taking form in an uncomfortable way. Well, that's really useful to know, because if you didn't know that, you might think that those feelings were telling you about your circumstance. But I bet if you're like me, you've actually had tons of conversations that started out you didn't know what to say, and then the conversation went fine. Like, did you know what you were going to say on this conversation?
No, I purposely wanted to leave myself open to what came up.
Well, yeah, and me too. And so I haven't really, at no point, and I know this will be shocking for you to hear and maybe shocking for the other people who are listening in to hear. I don't really have a strategy for this conversation beyond listen to John as deeply as I can, fall into connection with him, have both of us fall out of our thinking, and then something will occur to one or the other of us. Now, what did you hear in that, John?
I guess I heard the idea of one not having to pre-plan and being okay with that. And also being open, comfortable to what arises in the situation in the present moment.
Beautiful. Beautiful. See, and it's not that I've got a rule against planning. So I made some notes before this class of a couple of things I wanted to make sure I touched on. That's fine. It was a very small amount of planning, but that made sense to me. But on the call, I'm just hanging out and present. Now, sometimes I'll be doing a talk or something, and it'll make sense to me to do more preparation, or I'll be going into a meeting. It'll make sense to me to do more preparation. Well, that's fine. That's just wisdom playing out. But here's can I give you a metaphor, John?
Absolutely.
Have you walked anywhere today?
Well, I'm
like even if it's
so
across your house. Yeah, perfect, perfect. Now, how much thought did you have to give to those footsteps?
None whatsoever.
How much planning, pre-planning, did you have to put into any walking journey you made across the living room or to the bathroom or wherever it might have been?
None whatsoever.
How come? How can you be so free about something that's actually incredibly complex and nuanced?
Well, I mean, at this point, because I'm not an infant, my body knows what to do. So it's the impulse arises to go get a cup of coffee and just walk over there and do it.
Beautiful. Exactly. Now, here's the cool thing, John. Talking, similarly, if we were infants, then talking would probably require more cognitive input. But because we figured out language a long time ago, when we've got a free and clear head, we don't even have to think about it. Like, from where I'm sitting, we're having a pretty cool conversation, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And yet, I can tell you I'm not really putting much thought into it. And I don't know if you are, but it's just kind of unfolding. Are you noticing that?
Yes. Yeah, I am.
So how does that happen?
I guess my understanding of that at this point is that the knowing's already there of the how, and the sense of connection is arising between us, and so a natural outgrowth of that is that the conversation occurs.
Yeah, and I'd say that the thing that is making this a connected, reflective, quite a rich conversation, for me anyway, I won't speak for you, but the thing that's making it quite connected and reflective and rich for me, a creative conversation, you could say, is the fact that neither of us have much insecure thinking going on, getting in the way.
I would agree.
Now, this is basically true of every cool conversation you've ever had. And the opposite is true of every stilted, uncomfortable conversation either of us have ever had. Basically, if I'm up in my head thinking about the conversation and what I'm supposed to say and what I'm going to do if they and da-da-da-da-da, it's pretty tough for me to have a connected, impactful conversation. But if I'm not doing that, then the connected, impactful conversations are pretty much standard issue for human beings. If you're trying to coach a Martian, different rules may apply, but for human beings, connection is natural. It's what we all fall into when we fall out of our thinking.
I don't know that I had really thought about that, the that being the naturally arising sense of connection.
Well, I notice it naturally arising right now. So go ahead, John.
I was just saying that's profound.
Yeah. Isn't that great to know?
It is. It is. Because that naturally arising connection takes away all fear.
Yeah.
All discomfort.
Well, the cool thing is, John, it's actually already there behind the fear. It's sort of like that connection, that richness is actually what's in the background, whatever thinking happens to be in the foreground. Like if I were to get insecure on this call, I'd be kind of relaxed about it because I know as soon as I wake up to the fact that that's just insecure thinking, I know that if I don't pay too much attention to it, I'm going to fall back into connection. Well, this is like the, when it comes to coaching people, this is like the transformation superhighway. That depth of connection and clarity, that's where profound transformations come from. And when it comes to what we might call the sales process, I find that this is the client sign-up superhighway. It's just, there's something so freeing and so liberating about being able to connect with people like this.
I would agree.
Mm-hmm. So, John, I want to pause it there. Does that feel like a reasonable place to pause?
Oh, that's great. Yeah, absolutely.
Great. John, would you like me to come back to you with some ideas about how we could work together if I have some thoughts about that?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, great. Well, I'll probably email you offline or something.
Sounds good.
Okay, thank you. John, that was really, really helpful. It only occurred to me in the moment to kind of structure this like an initial intake call with a potential client. So I really like that we were able to do that because I wanted people to have an experience of me kind of taking you through that process. So thank you very much for taking part in that.